Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 3rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of industry and manufacturing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
U.S. Wind says Baltimore Steel Facility will move ahead despite feds pulling back $47.4 million. U.S. Wind, the developer of a planned Maryland offshore wind farm, remains committed to moving forward with the Sparrows Point Steel Marshalling Project, despite the federal government withdrawing a $47.4 million grant for the project. The U.S. Department of Transportation recently pulled back $679 million in grants for port and rail infrastructure improvements, citing a Trump administration effort to cut funding for offshore wind farms. However, U.S. Wind is adamant that the $400 million Sparrows Point project will continue, bringing hundreds of manufacturing jobs to the Baltimore region. The company believes that steel manufactured on-site will support the shipbuilding industry, emphasizing the importance of Sparrows Point steel for Maryland's industrial future.
Innovative Designs, Inc., IVDN, passes $2 million revenue mark and announces over 100% projected increase in fiscal Q3 sales versus previous year, with fourth consecutive quarter of profitability. Innovative Designs, Inc. has reached a significant milestone by surpassing the $2 million revenue mark for the first time in company history. The company projects a more than 100% increase in revenue for the fiscal third quarter compared to the previous year. This marks the fourth consecutive quarter of profitability for Innovative Designs, Inc. The company has also eliminated long-term and convertible debt obligations, paying off over $85,000 without issuing any new shares. Management is focused on maintaining a low share structure and increasing shareholder value. The demand for Innovative Designs Insultex house wrap continues to grow due to new building codes, and the company is working to increase production levels and certifications to meet customer needs.
LifeQuest World Corp. signs letter of intent to acquire a well-established solid waste management company in the Pacific Northwest. LifeQuest World Corp. has signed a letter of intent to acquire a well-established solid waste management company in the Pacific Northwest. The acquisition includes issuing 2,888,290 Series B preferred shares and a $500,000 cash payment. Max Kahn will remain as president, CEO, and director post-acquisition. This move aligns with LifeQuest's goal to become a leader in sustainable environmental technologies by combining solid waste management with their wastewater treatment business. The acquired company has a strong presence in the Pacific Northwest, with over 3,000 accounts and exclusive distribution rights for an innovative food waste biodigester. This acquisition will also complement LifeQuest's international wastewater treatment business with a qualified sale pipeline of approximately $28 million across Africa, the Philippines, and Southeast Asia. Vanguard expands South American uranium portfolio with closing of UD Promedio project in Paraguay. Adjacent to UEC, Vanguard Mining Corp. has closed the acquisition of the UD Promedio project in Paraguay, expanding its South American uranium portfolio. The project spans approximately 90,000 hectares within the Paraná Basin, adjacent to Uranium Energy Corp.'s UD deposit. CEO David Greenway sees this as a significant milestone, highlighting the political stability and untapped mineral potential in Paraguay. The acquisition strengthens Vanguard's strategic footprint in the region and supports their mission to secure critical minerals for the global clean energy transition. The UD Promedio project consists of four concessions, offering a highly prospective uranium exploration asset. Paraguay's investor-friendly regulatory environment and mineral potential make it an attractive destination for mining companies. Vanguard Mining Corp is focused on responsible exploration and value creation, with a commitment to identifying assets critical to the global energy transition. Teasdale Latin Foods reaches agreement with Grain Millers Union. Teasdale Latin Foods has reached an agreement with BCTGM Local 1, Grain Millers Union, on August 29th, including a 5% immediate wage increase and a total 17% increase over 4 years. The agreement also offers 40 additional hours of paid time off annually. Teasdale is pleased to welcome back its employees and resume full production at the Hoopeston facility, with gratitude to those who supported operations during the work stoppage. The company is committed to returning to normal operations within the next 60 days, emphasizing fairness, collaboration, and long-term success.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.